Welcome back. Someone on WhatsApp asked if I could repeat the information I shared about cyber predators. And it's a case of if your children have PlayStations, Xbox, Wii's, etc., you need to pay some attention to what is going on when they're playing these games, in the same way you pay attention to what they put on Facebook, etc. Children are being targeted all over the world, and I have some information from a parent who is actually now investigating a matter with their 13-year-old boy child, where they went into his email because they have the password and they recognized that purchases were made I think it was a game from this credit card and not belonging to the parent. Obviously, the child does not have one. The child was not answering the parent, giving the parent information. Someone went in and deleted the actual email, and it was the child who obviously seems to be listening to whoever that predator is. The parents are investigating the matter. It is not a police matter. I was informed by the parent. They wanted me to bring it to the attention of the public in terms of, please, you need to pay attention when your children, when you're busy cooking and you realize that your children are spending all day in a room on an Xbox, they're talking to predators. Some predators ask them to turn on their camera, but the camera on the side of the predator is off, so the child cannot see the individual, but the individual can actually see your child. Obviously, they're friendly, and if you don't talk to your children at the age 13, when they're recognizing that they're thinking that this is another child, and in most cases, it isn't. It's not only a gateway for pedophilers, but it's a gateway for fraud and credit card information and so on and so forth. So please pay some attention to it. It's here in Barbados. It's happening all now. And I don't know for how long, but I know of that incident, and that parent asked me to please bring it to the attention of the public. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jayan.
Good morning.
Yes. Okay, I got three things I'd like to say to you, but I'm not going to be long on each of them, right? The one you just said about the predator, mm-hmm. that made it my number three. So I'm going to say a little on that.
Mm-hmm.
Not dismissing there are predators out there, but I want also for the parents to understand this, right? And guardians. Most of these children are so smart and clever. Remember what he said, not dismissing the part with the predator.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them link up to Warner to play these games and uses their own family, mother, sister, brother, cousin, credit card to go online and play and purchase these games. And when the family finds out, it's a little problem between the family where is that they will scold them, etc. and whatnot and whatever. So sometimes the persons as parents or guardians who don't really check that stringently on their own credit card, they should start doing that. And they will find, most of the times, it's not a predator or stranger. It's be sometimes the close network inside, which is the same children, give their other children or other friends the credit card numbers, or some of them use it themselves to purchase things for their own friends. That have been happening for the longest while, but the parents know that these children are so devious and they don't come and say nothing about it. That's
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next one is this. I heard you mention about the 11 plus exam. The only gross I have with that is to say this. There are many factors in this 11 plus that we were using for years that were beneficial. If not, we would have more persons who people consider to be idiots in our society right now. And they don't believe you have so much, we may have a few. It is showing right now, and it's starting to show up more and more because of the devious behavior of all types of persons. I don't want to say young, and not only those, because it could have been happening for long ago, but no one was really checking on it. What is happening now that everybody wants to get rid of the 11 plus because it was announced, and I believe that the announcement it could have gone a better way rather than putting a time stamp on it. Because a time stamp was put on it, they're looking at next year or so on. That is where this problem comes and where we're going to have all this chatter about it. Because, listen carefully, they're going to have persons who have deviant children again, who play the fool, don't want to do their work, don't want to achieve anything at this young age that everybody's suggesting that they don't know what they want. But it isn't about that at the time, you know. The time is to go to school and try to be tutored in the basic things to carry you through, as you mentioned, for life too. You must add how to speak, write, articulate, count, subtract, and multiply. So all those things come as a basic thing that 11 Plus was doing. And then when children apply the mind, as the gentleman tried to explain to you, any child could go to any school, but as long as they want to achieve a little bit more, they would apply themselves. That is how we get some excellent children and excellent whatever come to 11 Plus sometimes. Now, adding to that also, you also say that the whole thing is not to in a race with some person else. Really want to say this to you. It must be a race. It must be competition. For them to achieve a little bit more than the other, it's like running a race. If I say I want to win this race today, and it ran at a slower pace, the person said me run a little faster pace, they're going to achieve more than me, they're going to win. It's like your business. There are seven businesses probably around Barbados that probably doing the same thing that your business may be doing. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit back and relax and not try to run competition to outwit those persons to achieve more and keep your business afloat? But that's what you're doing, the same very thing. So to say that it's not a race, I feel it is wrong. Because
when you finish this part before you move on to the next part, address that?
So, yeah, right. So competition among the children at school makes them achieve a little bit more. So saying that now, I'm going to say this to you too. The next whatever comes around, they're going to have competition to achieve still. I believe it, and it's going to continue like that because that's the way the world is going to go for them to achieve a little bit more. Now, as all I'm going to say, last I'm going to say on this is that this. Do not, nobody should be telling nobody or trying to tell no child. You see that gentleman tried to explain to you that because it was announced this type of way and have a timeline on it, you're going to have some persons and teachers. I listened to him carefully and I understood what he said. You may even have some parents and students who's going to say, well, next year, because I'm not speaking of the ones who are going to do it in the next couple of months. I'm speaking of the ones who are getting lessons and being tutored. Mm-hmm. It's a fact. It's going to happen. That's going to be an excuse to draw back and lay back.
I didn't disagree with that. I'm saying that it could happen where the mindset.
It's going to happen.
But here is where we have to work on that. When you go to school and you have been programmed to believe that primary school level is all about 11 plus, that is why that will occur. So yes, it is there. It's already embedded in everybody, in most people, who think like that, treating the 11 plus like you're at primary school, you've got X amount of years here, you got to do this, you got to do that. By the time class three, you got to get lessons. You must pass these three subjects. And I put in down Harrison College first. All that's pressure. So I can understand what he's saying, that if, when it's changed, some persons may feel like if they don't have to make the effort now anymore. That's because in the beginning, people were programmed to believe that that's what it was.
No, Joy, I disagree. Timeline was put on it to get rid of it now. The timeline was put on it between now and next year. For any time you did that, you create a whole different scenario and ballgame for those children that were being prepped, as the gentleman said, or tutored.
But don't you think that during the discussions over the next couple of months that it must be made clear, one, why it's being abolished, two, all of what you were saying about how people may treat to it now, how can we get them now to don't do that by sensitizing them, obviously?
Right, but you know what's going to happen? What? You know that they may not, the timeline that was put or put out there, you know they may not achieve it by that. What's going to happen? There's nothing in place yet. There's nothing actually putting and speaking about. There's no, don't mind what I heard on the thing yesterday with Corey. It does not mean that they will achieve putting things in place as we are seeing right now how things are going, despite this supposed to be a new digital era coming about. I am looking at this thing and smiling to myself, you're dropping these things we used to do, which is analog, and going to digital, but yet you're not achieving the whole completion of the digital domain.
What I will say to you and to all listening, in particular to the gentleman who called earlier, when something is our culture, for example, the expectations of 11 plus and everything that surrounds it with the unnecessary pressure, it will take more than a year to get that out of people and to so that my children, when they have their children, the mindset is different. Because clearly we are having older callers who would have gone through with the children and even with the grandchildren now, accustomed to that experience and cannot wrap around their brains this whole thing changing in a year or
not
trying
really, no.
to change.
But reality,
let me get real. 1 year to get an entire country who spent all this time doing things one way, but here's where the other side comes. Here's the start. I think that is what it is about right now. If it is, because someone on WhatsApp said the minister was quoted as saying it may, no one actually says, okay, 2020, that's it. No 11 plus. Apparently, she did not say that.
No, but she alluded to between now and next year.
That is the
and
goal.
Probably beyond.
That
so
is the goal.
Say, when you say next year, that next year, come off, man.
But sir, let's look at the other side of the communication here.
No, for an excuse there.
No. I'm just saying. All right, minister says may. The word may. Let's get that.
Well, you have to use next year then.
No, but listen, you still have to work towards a target, even if you don't get there in a year. The whole thing is the minister, the public, we are all free to either say, or the minister, obviously
no,
they made
no,
the policies.
No, not a responsible position.
Sir, one second. What I'm saying, the minister said may. What we're saying is the discussions will start in March. What if the minister said the country needs a little bit more time to continue the discussion and we're going to look at it for 2021? Is this something that we should be crucifying anybody for? Let me just say this. If you want change, you have to make a step. You have to actually start putting it out into the universe in the form of words, which means it gives people like you right now and everybody some time to think and to process it. Some people agree, some people don't disagree. Then we have the discussions. That's the next step. When we go now by December, we recognize, look, we need some more time. They're free then to say, we are still working towards the abolition of the 11 plus, but we're going to need some more time. It doesn't mean that all tools down, pencils down, children stop with the syllabus and nobody. One must still continue the syllabus because I don't think that has changed.
Miss Haig, I appreciate what you're saying. I agree with you. Listen carefully to what I'm saying to you. Everything you said is okay. I agree with you. What I am saying to you now is if they do not come and let these children or persons or whoever know what is going on, they're ready to say, well, we are looking at it. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. A lot of those children, as the gentleman indicated, and this is no joke. You see those ones that are in that path, not for the one that's coming now, for whatever tests or whatever they put in place or trying to put in place coming, they must put something. Remember those children in that line of fire. I'll tell you why. Because remember, they were being tutored already pertaining and looking for a particular thing. And if it dropped the bomb on them one time in between, they must remember and put something in place to remember those children coming. Because if whatever is coming, it ain't on par with what they were being true to for, remember, and they don't have enough time, you're going to have a real serious problem fall back.
Understood. But how do we get there without trying?
I am not saying that we are not going to go forward and change it if they want to. What I am saying, or what I'm trying to get over, is that the way it was announced is going to cause this stir. Now, remember, as I said, everybody's going to have a reason why they don't want the 11 plus. But remember, if it is shown now to this date, because of what is going on in society with all the person, youngsters, middle-aged people, etc., it says that the education system has failed a lot in certain regards. But how do we know it is definitely the 11 plus that did it? Or God, is what we are trying to indicate now, because they want to get rid of it. And I'm saying, the only reason I am looking at this is because if you're going to change it, find out, and they should have gone to something. They should have had something every Saints, or even know if they start now, as you see it. Do not come in and announce that you're going to change it.
Can I tell you a communication strategy?
Yes.
Exactly what has to happen is happening. In other words, it's creating, it's exactly, it's creating the public discussion. So what you call a stir is exactly what, in my profession, and in a way, what we would want. So the stir is not a negative thing. Calling these programs, creating all of this thing. So I'm glad to hear it, because it actually helps. It helps with all the whole country getting to where, what are we going to do to replace it? So when the government announces, to me, and I'm not saying that that's with their strategy, I just said I know this type of strategy, I should say. But was it their strategy? Was it by default? Who knows? But
or my last thing.
But it creating all the discussion, and again, sir, let me just finish by saying that between now and a year, people like yourself and everybody, maybe we would have some answers that the government is now asking us to bring to the table. So they would not have to worry. It's not a PR stunt. It's actually the way of getting information out there and getting people to discuss it. But go ahead.
Okay, last one now. Maternity leave.
Paternity.
Right, listen, right?
Yes, you got to wrap it up in 2 minutes, though. Go ahead.
All right, quickly. I can say it quickly. So just listen carefully and pick sense from what I'm saying. They have persons who say, I don't mean this and I don't mean that. But they go on to say negative things. Right? Now, sometimes if you don't know about certain things, you shouldn't try to bring the subject. That's what I believe about any person. If you don't know about the subject, don't bring it. Find out what you can find out about it first, so you can have a, you know, a little bit more basic information in your head.
But what if you don't know, you just want to ask?
Listen to me. Well, they got some persons don't ask. They suggest things, and like some lawyers.
Okay.
A judge is going to tell them, start leading the witness. Mm-hmm. Start leading the persons in a way when you say certain things. Listen. Now, when you open your remarks, you listen to what you said carefully. I want to listen back to it tonight. You went on about Rams. Rams here, Rams there, Rams everywhere. International Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't even look to see, you know, this may be something beneficial for men who have women who are not working, but the men are working, so the women cannot claim the leave. And it will be beneficial for the gentleman to claim it and get it. You didn't even look at that.
Well, that's why I have you here, because you're looking at it now.
Okay,
I can't look at everything.
Don't be wasting. So listen, God, wrap me 2 minutes. So if you say that, we're good. So listen now, another one is this. Why would a man, even if you say he have, you keep talking about the rampart, he have 10 women, and he got 5 children from these different women. Now tell me, if he can go to claim the place in National Insurance or wherever he go to claim, there will see fit to know he can only claim for whatever. Don't worry about it. They're not going to give away all that money for each child for all down the line. Because it seems to me that now that a man is getting a little leverage, there is a problem. There should never be no type of discussion.
Why you think
like
so?
This.
I don't want to wrap you too long, but I want to know why you think men, and particularly in this country, women have a hard time digesting it in the way that y'all
do. Who women getting a hard time? You see, body, who women having a hard time?
You really think that I'm the only person who actually, have you seen the online comments?
Listen to me, right? You know why it would be like that? Because we have a lot of what I call feminist bullies out there. And you can tell them by the way they speak and what they want done. It's now it's coming now for men now to have opportunity to show up something. Why are you all want to fight it for? It's something
who's
good.
Fighting it? Do you remember in my preamble I said, not all men, there are actually some fathers out there who make better parents than even the mothers do. Did you not hear that positive part?
Yes, but you remember I also said
good.
To you to have persons who see one thing and then come back and see a sign different. Listen, you said that and what you come back with. Oh, there is village Rams here, there.
But they are.
You kept on. That
they
tells
are.
Me how you feel.
They are village. They are village Rams.
Why are you coming with that?
Because
so
it's a fact. It is a fact.
For more than a man, more than one.
But the thing is that at the end of the day.
But
listen, sir, we do have to take a break. I'll come back to you.
Good morning, Joanne. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Not too bad. Okay. First time we're talking to you on the air.
Okay, well, thank you for calling me.
Yeah, listen, I like your preamble with the paternity leave, but I think that the ministers, Ministers Humphrey and Jordan, they spoke to it in a way where they said, and this is the part of what is it, coming out of this legislation, we expect to see socially better adapted young people who have benefit from input from both parents, who have a better sense of self and who are able to contribute to the development of society and reduce the level of awareness. Now, you talk about Rams, which I came along and heard, you know, and you talk about village Ram and the past Rams. Are we talking about animals or are we talking about humans? No, I let you laugh, but I know why they ask that.
It's just the same. Because someone is saying that village Rams only exist because there are village Hughes, which is the female version, E-W-E-S.
I'm not asking that for a joke. I only said that because I know we're talking about human beings.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to throw in that mix that wasn't thrown in. A lot of married men are village Rams and parish Rams. Now, how is this going to work out with the paternity leave? Where a married man has bred a single woman, how is he going to get leave for that child from that single woman? And he's a married man. And we men are very loud, and we let our wives know that we're talking to somebody else. We're always playing dominoes and we're going out, we're working.
When you say we, let me just so the public can understand, this is a man calling, this is a man admitting.
Huh?
This is a man saying, okay, you're speaking. No, I just want to make sure the public knows that this is not a woman talking. This is a man talking. All right. Let's hear it.
Why I can say this is because the first and last time I had the pregnancy on a woman was 42 years and many months ago. So I'm talking about getting a child now. But I think that married men are liars, and I think that this should bring out married men now to let their wives know who they got pregnant, where they are still married, because this is a serious piece of legislation. And I'm also saying that if a man wants to apply for paternity leave for a woman to whom he's not married, the woman should have an input in this. There should be some kind of documentation that the child mother will have to sign to certify that he is the father of my child.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You see, but this is not mentioned. I want the females to have a part in that, the mother, so that to certify the leave, she got to give consent for that leave. Because if he's a married man and he get the leave for a child with no certification, that woman will still suffer, she and her child, because he may find time to spend with another woman somewhere else other than his wife, and you will be left out, and he got the paternity leave when he gets in bed. You understand? So this is not just men trying to get something now and why we should be standing in his way. We need to do this here clean and decent. And wives should be involved in any paternity leave that her husband asks for. Is it for my child alone, or is it for my child?
I agree with
and
you,
another child?
Caller. I agree with you because this morning, as I was driving down here, I was saying, "Well, so okay, who authenticates this? The wife or the child mother has to be involved in writing to say yes, John Brown is the father." You know, of this child. So it can't just be a man coming in and just saying, well, you know, my wife or my girl is pregnant. I know of an incident, real talk, real story. This was in 2018, where a gentleman, his girlfriend, she got pregnant, the girl was like, girl, she got pregnant, the children born 3 months apart. Yeah. Of course, nobody knew, and then it found out in the end. Now, with somebody like this, obviously, you know, he's either going to have to forfeit the maternity leave and say, I ain't wanting the money for nothing, because he's still keeping it hidden. Or he may only file for one, but then the outside lady with the child may then say, look, you have X, Y, and Z for me. But this also opens up another can of worms. What about the child support? What about child support that is owed?
That's
right?
Owed.
And then he gets another woman pregnant. He falls in love with her. He lives with her. But he's not supporting Mary, the little Mary born last year. But he now wants to say, listen, sweet girl, you know I love you, and we just having this baby, and I can put, I spending time with you. I going I going for my paternity leave. But then the other child, no, little Mary and little big Michelle, no, the mother ain't get a cent from this man. How then is that addressed? Can he still be able to get paternity leave, knowing that he got bills and owing child support for other children? You know what I mean? Because he could have got men that will not support some of their children, but get another woman pregnant, they fall in love with them, but all of a sudden they won't father her children and give her children too, but they don't do it for the others.
I agree with you.
So this thing gotta be really thought of.
I am not an established feminist, as you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm taking it for the women. I'm taking it for the women of this country when it comes to that matter, because I said men are liars and they want to save their marriage and they're hiding relationships from the wife. And I don't agree with that. I believe that a wife should know about any relationship that you get involved in outside of marriage.
Let me balance this though before people don't come down on me and you. There are women who do the same. There are women who hide. There are women who are married. There are women who have affairs. There are women that men can take it, that do all kind of things and go crazy, crazier than even women find out. Because sometimes women, and I can say this, you know, a woman would leave a man even before he knows he's been left, because in her mind she's done. And and she can handle it. Men, on the other token, are not so, they don't normally handle it as well. So just to be balanced so that people don't feel that I don't jump in, there are women who do that.
But you're trying to protect yourself. I don't want to protect you.
Not protecting, but be real. Women, there are women who do, are sometimes.
No, we know that there's infidelity from any side. But I am saying that when there's a baby involved, that the wife should know who you got a baby for while they're still married. But men want to protect their marriage, and the woman outside will suffer because he still want to carry home all the money for the wife, and he ain't got none to give the woman outside with the child. But she should have known that from the beginning, so that if anything happened, the wife would know that there's a baby out there that needs to get a feed off of her salary, man.
Let's see how the public weighs in on that one. I want to thank you for being bold enough as a man to come and let other women and other men know that, you know, there are men out there that are unsavory characters, a lot of them. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm fine, ma'am.
Good.
Good morning to John Stope, and good morning to the listeners. Greetings. We just lost our friend Smokey. And last night on CBC Evening News, the Honorable Minister of Culture, John King, said these words: knowing the type of man Smokey is, he wouldn't like us to be sad, you know, and gloomy. Because Smokey was a stable of a comedian, so to speak. But there's something we need to understand. Smokey might be gone, but death is still around. And that is what is the cause of sadness and grief. Now, I want to say this here. The Bible says that we will die. And we believe that, but we see people die. But it also says we will live again. And that is the part that gives mankind a challenge. So I just want to conclude, because I won't be long, Acts 24:15, which says there, and I have hope toward God, which hope these men also look forward to, and these men were the prophets, that there's going to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. The word resurrection means an awakening. So, for the listeners and for those who lost loved ones, Christ to maintain a good conscience, a clear conscience before God and men, so that you can have that gift in the resurrection to live in a better condition. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Go ahead, Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I wasn't aware that I was on. Okay. Well, first I want to say good morning to you, Joanne, and it's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you.
My heart feels as if it's going 90 miles a minute.
Why is that?
But I guess as the first time calling in, I don't know what to expect. But listening to Down to Brass Tacks over the years, I would have been burdened by the complaints and the murmuring and so on. And I just want to take this opportunity to speak life into the situations that people normally speak death to in Barbados. I know that our words have power, and I want us to really make the attempt to change our outlook of situations, whether it's the crime, immorality, finances, the government, whatever it may be, and speak life into the areas where persons are so accustomed to speaking death to. I'm a child of God. I believe totally in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And He gave us instructions to prophesy. He told us that we can change circumstances based on our level of faith. So I have faith that Barbados is going to be restored to its rightful position as the gem of this Caribbean. I have faith that this land will have its glory back. And all of the things that there are things that go on around us, but all of the things that we spend a lot of time and energy on, I just want us to switch it around and then see what God would do and will do for this island.
Okay. Well, Juan, you still there?
Yeah, still here.
Right. So I hope your heart sort of slowed down now, because that was excellent. It was excellent. I'm glad.
The heart is still going 90 miles a minute.
Well, you know why your heart beats fast, and I always say that. And for me, even sitting in this chair, and every time I do anything public, is because any person who doesn't have that heartbeat fluttering is too cocky. They think that they got it all down pat. Trust me. Every time I sit in this chair, my heart beats. I say, God, please breathe on the words that are about to come out of my mouth. Because, you know, sometimes you make errors and stuff like that. And, you know, you're only human. So a fast beating heart is always a good sign of humility, that you're humble and that you know that you're just nervous because you want to do well. And you have it done. And I wish that there were more people who understand the whole concept of speaking positive things into the universe. Because for me, if God created the world with words, imagine what we do create when we speak it, and we speak it into being. And all of the negative things that we hear, sometimes, as you said, and I share that with you, turn it around as best as you can. Bad things happen all the time. Yeah, it does. But how we handle it, how we deal with it, and the negative energy sometimes we draw to ourselves. I guess you are that type of person. I don't know you, but if you're in a bunch of friends and they're always looking at the negative, you sound like the type of person who pulls it back for everybody. Am I wrong?
No, you are absolutely correct, because I find when you surround yourself with people like that, there's a heaviness that falls upon you, and it does nothing good for you. Because I was in that position before, where all I would have dwelt on is the bad, everything that was going wrong in my life. And, you know, faith is the currency of heaven. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So God created me in His image. So I have the authority and the power to change things around by having faith in my words, having faith that He will do what He promised to do in my life, right? So it's a process. I'm not perfect. Still a lot of work to do. But I love my island. And even though I've traveled to different places, yes, there are things I would love to see done different. Yes, I would love to see changes in certain areas, but I believe the change starts with us. The change starts with the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And as Barbadians, I will make this a blanket statement. We talk a lot. And the ones who want to do something different or do something good, sometimes they don't even know the avenue to take. But this could be a good step. And that is first to speak it. You know, sometimes they say, look in the mirror and make some positive confessions over yourself and to yourself. Well, let's look in the mirror or stand outside, get up early, give thanks for the peace that we have in this island. Give thanks that we're in Barbados and not in Iran. Because we don't have any control as to where we were birthed into, you know. We could have been anywhere else in the world where there's violence, where there's crime, high levels of crime and things like that. But we live still in a relatively safe island. And let us start to, like you said earlier, pick out the positives and focus on those.
Mm-hmm. And I know when you're saying that, and I certainly want our listeners to understand, it's not that we are trying to shut down anything that is negative that is happening. The point is, bad things do happen, yes. And we do need to talk about the solutions to it.
Correct.
How do we learn from it so that we can be stronger and that it doesn't happen again? And that's where we need to use the negative. So some people feel, and I know this personally, say that this show, and even on this show, you get some feedback and people are like, well, you know, you always want to make everything look like if everything is okay. But you know what? Is there something wrong with if I want to believe that it's going to be okay? Because I believe it's going to be okay.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
that. You know,
that.
There's nothing wrong with that. But that doesn't mean I'm burying my head in the sand about
Correct.
The things that are around me that needs improving. Whether that means ensuring that the negative in my life that comes in the form of a human being, you sort of work on that. If you can't work it out, whether you're your friends or a significant other, you part ways because you know that spirit doesn't gel, but it doesn't mean it's a bad thing. You know, so you just got to understand. And I'm so glad that you called because I really feel sometimes when we do this show, we hear about all of the complaints. Yes, all right. But we don't hear about the solutions. The gentleman that called earlier about everything bad that happens to him, he talked about his life. And then you looked at him and you said, you know, what about writing about your blessings? Just jot it down.
Pass it around. Yep.
Yeah. And you would see that sometimes they exceed your burdens. And if they don't, then talk to God and be positive. And I'm not saying talk to God and just wait for things to happen. I mean, you just got to take some steps too in order
true.
To change your life. So I'm glad that you put that out there to all of the VOB listeners locally and internationally that we want good things for this country. But it doesn't mean that we don't have the discussions about the bad. It just means that we try to find the solutions with all of that happening. We try to find the solutions. So
yeah,
any last words or you want to?
No, I think that's it for me.
Thank you so much. And
don't
be
welcome.
A stranger. Don't be a stranger.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Down to brass tacks. You're on the air. Good morning, 1140. Down to brass tacks.
Good morning, Ms. Haig. How are you this morning?
I am well. How are you?
Well, I am good. I can concur with two callers prior concerning married men and their fears.
Mm-hmm.
I am one that bitterly against it. You know how much lives that married men corrupt? They go into the church in front of the priest and they say, I do till death do us part. And every young girl that they say that look good, because they're in a position that they can pelt out the money, they do it and corrupt many, many, many lives. We say I am 64 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I, in my time, I knowingly had an affair with one married woman, and I regret it up to this day. Because that is not my forte. It's not my forte. From the time we found out that you're married, we could be friends, but not intimately. Married men is some of the worst men in this world. That's my opinion. Some of them.
So
some of the worst
is it,
in
is it marriage only, or if you're in a relationship without marriage? What about common law marriage? That applies?
To be honest, common law is something different because you are not committed. You never know what might be going on in the relationship and you're looking for better. But from the time you say I do, you should be a changed person in my opinion. That's me.
Well, yeah. Okay, well.
People that know me know that when he says something, it's something that I mean. I can vote. I have a sister that I can vote for. She married almost about 30-some more years. And the only man that she had is her husband. I can't vote for the husband, but I can vote for her. That's why we are so good, so close, and stuck together. But she got standards and principles. But there's a lot of women that don't have them principles and standards. But see, this is me. Listen, before you say anything, I was still hungry before I asked for things.
Go ahead.
I was still hungry even if I died down big people. That is my principle. When I kept the dead, I can't provide for myself. I would beg the Lord to carry me along. I would beg the Lord to carry me along. God, I know what people give.
No, I think it's more than just a marriage thing, though. I think that if you are in a relationship, regardless if you're married or not, and you made a commitment, if you feel the need to step out, I just feel you need to end it. So whether it's marriage or common law or just a long-term relationship, decency is decency.
Of course.
You know.
You ever heard of anger? Call it politician. There's a politician that is a sin. That if you got a pretty wife or a pretty daughter, don't leave come out of your place. That's a stand that's on a politician. I call it.
Well, I think that men by nature are hunters. They are hunters, and they when wired that way. However, there's still a level of self-control and some sort of decency needs to apply. But again, not all men. There are some guys. Oh, there are men. There are that. You know, have been faithful. The unfortunate thing is that it don't exceed the amount that have been unfaithful. But there's still a lot out there that are pretty decent.
I laugh, to be honest, to see how some of us met. And then the things that they talk about, the women after, the women realize they find out about them.
Can I say this? I want
to
share something. In 1993, I was 23 years old, okay. So everybody knows how old I am now.
And my
best friend, who lives in Canada now, said to me that her significant other, she had a child with, and she said, I was talking about unfaithful guys, and this is how long I actually was thinking this way, and I still do. They're no perfect man. There's just some that are more decent than others, you know. And I admit that. However, the individual said her significant other never cheated. She vouched for him. And I said to her, there's no such thing as a faithful man. Those were my words at the age of 23. Mm-hmm. And I told her this. And she said, no, so-and-so has been this. He's been that. Anyway, 3 months later, I found her crying, and she told me that the significant other, after all these years, had admitted to her that he has two other children, one of them the same age of her child that they had together, and then the other younger. Now, that was 3 months later when she said, so I didn't do I told you so, of course, because, you know, she's crying and you want to offer support, and I did. But I maintained that then. What I do believe is that the level of promiscuity for men is higher in a lot of cases, not all. But there's still no such thing as a faithful man, even if he step out once. In other words, he's having Ritz crackers. He's married to Ritz. He's thinking these are wonderful crackers in his 20 years. One day you wake up and you want Eclipse. Don't mind Ritz tastes better, but he just want to taste Eclipse. So even if he just tastes that Eclipse biscuits once, that's what they do. And I'm not making any apology for that statement. There's no such thing. But similarly, then people may say that about women. I just feel that women in most cases don't jump to that as fast as some men. Not all. Some. Okay, let's go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Let's say I don't go along with that premise. There are men that are faithful to the end.
No.
Faithful to the end. So the Ritz and the Eclipse, I eat an Eclipse and I eat an Eclipse still. I can't get no more Eclipse. Mm. When the Eclipse finish, then I will look for the Bix or Ribix. That is my principle.
But you're not mixing your biscuits.
No, I'm mixing my biscuit. Okay. Let me show you something. This is life. I just look at life this type of way. If I got a woman or a wife, I know they have to give her something. When they got an outside woman, you know what she doing? She robbing my woman or wife. She robbing my woman or wife.
But it's not only that. Well, how do you all... I mean, jobs are so hard to come by, and then jobs don't pay that great these days because the cost of living going up. How does a man manage to maintain his wife and an outside woman? He has to be pretty well off. I mean, that also mind-boggling to me.
Black off your wife, got you all get outside.
Mm. Well,
One more thing before you go, that I want to discuss with you.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a caller earlier talking about flour and cement mixing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just buy Belgian pride who are eating flour, so I wouldn't know if flour and cement mixing mine. But nobody ain't telling me to don't buy no Belgian pride flour. What I would say is my opinion, that when the callers hear that particular caller calling, turn off the radio.
Okay.
The same way that he can call for the people not to buy business. So when I hear that particular caller, turn off the radio. I'm going to say it. I had a good day. Where are you? And thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Let me read this before we go to any calls, because we do have to take a break soon for the regional roundup. Massey Stores advises that a package containing cash and other contents was found at its Warren's location. To claim this package, call 231-5599. Once again, Massey Stores advises that a package containing cash and other contents was found in the Warren's location. At Warren's location, to claim this package, call 231-5599. We're going to take one quick call before we break for the regional roundup. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. And you?
Well, your kids?
Good. Good. Everybody's good, thank God.
I called to do a tribute to Smokey Burke by his Poetic.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I would love to hear it. And we do have to break shortly. And so if it's going to be under a minute, then fine. If it isn't...
Well, it ain't going to be under, but I have to call. But.
No, you can hang on. And we'll try to chat with you right after the regional roundup. Okay,
all
so
right. I'll do that.
You don't hang up, because we really want to hear that tribute from you.
Thanks.
All right, so we'll be back.